Akashvani presents World News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. US Ambassador Designate to New Delhi, Sergio Gore, says India is one of the most important relationships America has in the world. Brazil's Supreme Court sentences former President Jair Bolsonaro to 27 years in prison in coup plot case. US President Donald Trump blames radical left for Kirk's killing, threatens retaliatory actions against political rivals. And in cricket, Bangladesh beat Hong Kong by 7 wickets to begin their campaign in Asia Cup in Abu Dhabi. U.S. Ambassador-designate to New Delhi, Sergio Gore, has said that India is one of the most important relationships America has in the world. While appearing before the Senate for his confirmation hearing, Gore described India as a strategic partner whose trajectory will shape the region and beyond. Gore said he will prioritize deepening defense and security cooperation with India. This includes expanding joint military exercises, advancing co-development and co-production of defense systems, and concluding critical defense sales, he noted. Gore also revealed that the US has invited an Indian delegation to visit Washington next week, and the two sides are close to a deal.
Under President Donald Trump's strong leadership, I'm committed to advancing America's interest in this important partnership. India's geographic position, economic growth, and military capabilities make it a cornerstone of regional stability and a critical part of promoting prosperity and advancing the security interests that our nations share. India is one of the most important relationships our nation has in the world. If confirmed as ambassador, I will work to deliver on the president's agenda and advance U.S. interests by increasing our defense cooperation, ensuring fair and beneficial trade, deepening energy security, and furthering technology.
Indian Ambassador to U.S. Vinay Quatra welcomed Gore's nomination, saying that President Trump is sending one of his most trusted aides to serve as the next U.S. Ambassador to India. Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, has been sentenced to more than 27 years and 3 months in prison for plotting a military coup and seeking to destroy the country's democracy. Brazil's Supreme Court ruled that Bolsonaro, a former paratrooper who was elected president in 2018, is guilty of seeking to forcibly cling to power after losing the 2022 election. Bolsonaro's crimes, as per the sentence, include coup d'etat and violently attempting to abolish Brazil's democracy. An Indian national, Chandra Nagamalaya, was tragically killed at his workplace in Dallas, Texas, in a shocking act of violence. The Consulate General of India in Houston confirmed the incident on a social media platform and expressed condolences to the victim's family. The Consulate General of India said that the accused is in custody and they're following up on the matter closely. According to local authorities, 50-year-old Nagamalaya, originally from Karnataka, was involved in a workplace dispute. The altercation reportedly began when Nagamalaya instructed the accused not to use a malfunctioning washing machine and asked another staff member to translate the message. Police reports indicate that the accused carried out further acts of violence before being apprehended by law enforcement near the scene. He was found in possession of the weapon and taken into custody immediately. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, has released a new video in the Charlie Kirk murder case showing a suspect fleeing the scene of the crime moments after a single bullet hit the conservative activist. In the video, the suspect can be seen running across the roof, dropping over the edge before entering a wooded area on the Utah Valley University campus after the shooting. The FBI said in a statement that the subject climbed up to a rooftop after he shot and killed Charlie Kirk. He jumped off and ran away. He left a gun and ammunition in a wooded area near the university. The suspect is seen wearing a long-sleeved black shirt, a hat, sunglasses, and a backpack in the video. DNA examinations at the crime scene were conducted to get more clues about the suspect. So far, no one has been arrested, but reports said police have got the name of a person of interest. A massive manhunt is underway to arrest the killer. The police have received more than 200 tips and are investigating multiple leads. The FBI has announced a reward of $1 lakh for information leading to the suspect's arrest. U.S. President Trump, who blamed Kirk's killing on members of the radical left and threatened punitive measures against political rivals, has called on his supporters to remain nonviolent.
Charlie was the best of America, and the monster who attacked him was attacking our whole country. An assassin tried to silence him with a bullet, but he failed, because together we will ensure that his voice, his message, and his legacy will live on for countless generations to come. Today, because of this heinous act, Charlie's voice has become bigger and grander.
Former Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa has vacated his state-provided residence in Prime Colombo 07 area. He moved out on Thursday afternoon following the repeal of a law granting lifetime housing and perks to ex-presidents. Mr. Rajapaksa and his wife, Shiranti, departed the premises around 1:15 p.m. as crowds gathered outside to watch them move. Earlier in the day, several politicians and diplomats had visited him at the residence. The handover follows the president's Entitlements Repeal Act, passed in Parliament on Wednesday by 151 votes to 1. The legislation abolishes housing allowances and other benefits previously afforded to former presidents and their spouses. In cricket, Bangladesh registered their first ever T20 win over Hong Kong by cruising to a 7-wicket victory in their Asia Cup Group B game in Abu Dhabi last night. Chasing 144 runs for victory, Bangladesh reached the target with 7 wickets in hand and 14 balls to spare. Earlier put into bat, Hong Kong scored 143 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. Bangladesh skipper Litton Das starred with a fluent 59 off 39 balls, while Taskin Ahmed, Tanzim Hassan Saqib and Rishad Hussain picked up 2 wickets each. Nizaqat Khan scored 42 off 40, while Atiq Iqbal picked up 2 wickets for Hong Kong. Litton Das was adjudged player of the match. The Indian benchmark indices opened with mild gains on the back of strong global cues driven by growing expectations of a US Federal Reserve rate cut next week. Sensex was up 114 points or 0.14% at 81,663, and Nifty was up 39 points or 0.16% at 25,045 in early trade today. The broad cap indices outperformed benchmark indices as Nifty Mid-Cap 100 inched up by 0.43% and Nifty Small-Cap 100 moved up 0.36%. Among sectoral indices, Nifty Auto, the top gainer, jumped 1.01%. Nifty IT and Nifty Metal were the other major gainers. Nifty FMCG was the top loser. U.S. markets surged to fresh records overnight as jobless claims spiked to a four-year high of 2,63,000, cementing expectations for Federal Reserve rate cuts, despite August inflation accelerating to 2.9%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 1.36%, while the Nasdaq advanced by 0.72% and the S&P 500 gained 0.85%. Most of the Asian markets made strong gains during the morning session. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. Ambassador-designate to New Delhi, Sergio Gore, says India is one of the most important relationships America has in the world. Brazil's Supreme Court sentences former President Jair Bolsonaro to 27 years in prison on coup plot case. U.S. President Donald Trump blames radical left for Kirk's killing. Threatens retaliatory actions against political rivals. And in cricket, Bangladesh beat Hong Kong by 7 wickets to begin their campaign in Asia Cup in Abu Dhabi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.